From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Retail sales are up, rising by 0.4% in August. That's the largest increase since last March and twice as much as analysts had expected. The Commerce Department report eases concerns further about any double-dip recession. The Senate is poised to pass one element of the flurry of measures proposed by President Obama to boost the U.S. economy, a bill to create a $30 billion government fund to open up lending to small businesses. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says those credit-starved businesses need help.
When most Americans go to work in the morning, they don't go to the big corporations with the famous names. They go to work at small businesses. But those businesses are also the ones that have paid the highest price in Wall Street's recession.
Reid says the Senate will vote on the measure later this morning. One GOP senator says he will support the bill, which is enough to avoid a threatened Republican filibuster. The lawyer for one of three Americans who've been in custody in Iran for more than a year now says she has been released and is being processed out of the prison where she was held. Sarah Short and two others were captured by Iranian forces after crossing the border near Iraq last summer. They've all been accused of spying by Iran, but Short was released for health reasons. The primary season wraps up today, with the Republican establishment somewhat on the defensive. A season that analysts had expected would focus on voter discontent with Democrats took on another element, a fractured Republican Party, as conservative Tea Party activists challenged candidates with official party backing. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what do we see on this final day of primary voting?
Here's what's happening. Voters in seven states go to the polls today in House, Senate, and gubernatorial primaries. And on the Republican side, earlier primaries have seen insurgent candidates from the right beating more establishment candidates in several states.
So, Paul, what race is getting the most attention today?
Probably Delaware. The GOP is backing Representative Mike Castle for the Senate nomination. He's generally seen as a moderate Republican, and this is for the seat held by more than three decades by now Vice President Joe Biden.
So what's happening there?
Well, Castle's being challenged by Christine O'Donnell. She has Tea Party backing. She's run before, but she's had problems with finances and other issues that have intruded into her campaigns. Now she is endorsed by former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, although some other conservative groups are not backing her. Republicans fear that O'Donnell is one of several Tea Party-backed candidates who could wind up throwing races to Democrats.
And so Democrats see this as possible, one possible seat they could retain, which could help them retain control of the Senate?
Very much so, because Delaware has often voted Democratic, or it leans that way in most elections.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown reporting on today's primaries from Washington. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama will use an award-winning school in Philadelphia as the setting for his second back-to-school pep talk for the nation's students today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will urge young people to set their sights high as they begin the new school year.
Like last year, he'll stress the importance of education to success later in life, and he'll urge students to show up, pay attention, and do their homework. This year's speech has not attracted as much controversy as last year's, when some parents kept their children away from school rather than have them listen to the president. This year, Mr. Obama will urge young people to be kind, respect each other, and to learn from their mistakes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The caretaker prime minister of Guinea says maintaining public order is more important than holding next weekend's presidential runoff, indicating a possible delay in the balloting. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports his comments follow a weekend of violence in which at least one person was killed.
Guinean Prime Minister Jean-Marie Doré says a free vote is not possible amid chaos. Earlier, his government suspended election campaigning after clashes between supporters of the two presidential candidates, frontrunner Seydou Dalein Diallo and Alpha Conde. In a television broadcast, Doré said the conditions must be right to hold Sunday's decisive runoff vote in Guinea. After talks with the prime minister, the presidential hopefuls promised to control their followers and to try to curb the political violence. Guineans are hoping for a new dawn of democracy and prosperity after 52 years of autocratic misrule and underdevelopment in the mineral-rich West African nation. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.